school reports consistently came back with clever, but always daydreaming. The truth was that in the absence of enough work to do, I was being polite. I could already read. Reading was all I did at home. And I did not wish to sit and pretend to learn to read with the others at an agonising snail's pace. They tried to fix it by putting me in a special class with another clever kid, whose equally clever brother went on to be diagnosed autistic by the time we started high school, in case anyone thinks no one was getting diagnosed back then. They asked me one day if I knew the difference between vowels and consonants. The clever little boy answered. I said nothing and shat myself in my chair. After I shat myself in genius class, I was quietly put back into normal classes. In terms of things that buy you social status and respect, having a high reading age is vastly overestimated. Not shitting yourself in your own chair is what's really going to earn you the admiration of your peers.